Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorcher. Maseches Chulin is dedicated by Dr. and Mrs. David Metz, Bischus Refuah Shleima, Moshe Ben Malka, and Esther Miriam Bas Chaya Leah.
We're learning Maseches Chulin Daf Dalet. This blunt is about Shechitas Kusi. What's the din with Shechitas Kusi, mostly? If it's kosher with Yetzev V'Nichnas, or Dinin Oymel Al Gabav. And the Gemara had said previously that if you don't have Yetzev Nichnas or Eimer Al Gabav, there's a din of Chaytech Kezayis V'Neisin Lai, because we assume that the Kusi himself is very makbid not to eat any Nevela, and therefore if he himself eats from the Shechita, you're allowed to eat from it. And the Gemara also discusses on this lot Shechitas Mumar, what if a din of a Jew who does Averes, you have a case of Mumar Eichel Nevelas Lahachis, and Mumar Eichel Nevelas L'Te'avain. And the Gemara said that Mumar Eichel Nevelas L'Te'avain, you're allowed to eat from a Shechita as long as you check the knife. If you didn't check the knife, then we're afraid that he wouldn't want to be Matriach to check the knife. And the Gemara gets into Mumar L'Chal Shabbos Efehesya, Mumar L'Avei Dezara, and we'll discuss that more in the Shurim Anaf Hei, or the Dinim of Mumar. But I first want to start the Shia discussing the din of Shechitas Goy. What's the din with Shechitas Goy? Which is mentioned here, because Rav Ashi held that Shechitas Kusi is Aser, because he held Kusim Geri Aray Yisein. He held that they were insincere game, they're not really considered Gerim. And therefore, you cannot eat from the Shechita, even if you're Oymel Agabav, even if you see that he shechted properly, because they have a din of a Goy. Later, like we'll see, on Davav, the Gemara says that they subsequently decided that the Kusim all have a din of Goyim. They found a Dumus Yain and Hargrizim. And in the end, Shechitas Kusi ended up to be like a Shechitas Goy. But there's an old discussion in the Rishonim, why is Shechitas Goy Aser? If a Goy shechted properly, you know for sure, you checked the knife, and you saw that he shechted with all the Hilchas Shechitam, the Gemara says that it's no good. Why is it? So Tosafos says, I mean, the din that Shechitas Goy is no good is actually a Mishnah. On Daf Yud Gimel, it says, Shechitas Evik Chav Nevela, the Shechita of a Goy is Nevela, Metama B'Masa, and has Tumas Masa, if you carry it, looks like a Nevela. The question is why? Why isn't it a Kasher? So Tosafos here, and the Rush, they say that the reason why it's possible is because it says, V'Zavachta, you should Shecht V'Achalta, Masha Ata Zavach Ata Eichel. Only something that you shecht, you could eat. You meaning, you who is mitzvah on shechita. V'zavachta, you have to shecht it. A guy who is not mitzvah on shechita, if he shechts it, that's not considered to be a shechita. Now, Tosafos also says that eichel nevelas lahachis also is memuyid from v'zavachta, and we'll elaborate on that later, perhaps in the next year. But Deka was saying, a guy is memuyid from v'zavachta. The Rosh says this also in the Rashba and Kamer Rishonim. And the Makar is from the Tosefta. The Tosefta, right in the beginning, Chulin, Perek Aleph, Tosefta Aleph, says, Akol Ksheim Lishchay, Afilu Kusi, Afilu Yishol Orel, Afilu Yishol Sheheim Adasil Avedis Kechavim. But Shechidus Avedis Kechavim Reza Psula, U Shechidus HaKaif HaReza Psula, Shenema V'Zavachta V'Yachalta, Loish Hazavach HaVecham, V'Loish Hazavach HaKaif, V'Loish Hadizbacham Eileha. They learn that from V'Zavachta V'Yachalta, it has to be shechted by you, as opposed to a guy, as opposed to a monkey, and as opposed to being shechted by itself. But the Rambam, in Hilchas Shechita, Perek Daled, Halacha Yud Aleph, he says a different time. Not because you need a bar zvicha. The Rambam says, Nochi sheshachad, avavi sheshachad b'fnei yisho b'sakin yafe, v'afilu hoyekotan, shechitas nevela. A guy that shechted, even if he shechted in front of Yisho with a good knife, his shechita is an avela, v'loika l'chilosim in a Torah, you get malchus for eating it, shenemar, v'karol l'cha v'chaldim yizivchay. It says that, pentichor is brus li'yesh v'aretz, v'zonu acharei lo'yeyen. And then it says, v'karol l'cha v'chaldim yizivchay, and he'll call you, and he'll invite you, and you'll eat from his shechting. So the Rambam says, "Me'achesh is Hashem yechel mizivchay." Since the Torah says we have a problem, if you're friendly with the goyim, they'll call you when you eat from their shechting. So lomach is ifchay aser. So we learn from this that his shechting is aser. Thus stated in the Rambam, no one really brings a makar where the Rambam got from Chazal. That's the makar. It sounds like the Rambam himself saw in the pasuk that shechitas goy is aser. And why did the Rambam hold that the Yis is because he's not a Bar Zvicha? So the Beis Halevi, Chelek Aleph Siman Tezvav, says that the Rambam had the problem that we discussed in the previous year, that you see that a katan, a cheresh sheit of a katan, also is not mitzvah nevela, and there's no problem with the shechita, except for the fact that they might be mekalkel, but if you see the shechted good, it's mutter. Now we explained the chilek, the achrayinim say, because by a cheresh sheit of a katan, it is an avera, if they eat nevela, it's just not mitzvah, and by a guy, it's not avera b'chlal, but the Rambam didn't hold it at chilek. And that's where the Rambam held, he didn't need a bar zvicha. And what does he do with the tesefta? He held it in a smachta. But that's not the real drasha. Or he saw in the Shas Bavli that didn't agree with the tesefta. Never brings the tesefta. And he had rayis from Gemara's not like the tesefta. But upon him, the Rambam doesn't hold you need a bar zvicha. The Rambam holds the pasuk, the reason is because the pasuk says, v'karo l'cha v'chalta mizivchai. Now when the Rosh brings the Rambam, he says, v'einim dvarim shel tam. It's not correct. Shatayr is here because Yirkecha shalei teichal mizivcha mimash zavach b'seich beisai. Now, when the Torah says v'chalta mizivcha, the Torah is not being mechadish a new iser to eat from what a guy shechs for you. The Torah is saying when he calls you, you might eat from what he shechted b'teich beisai. The Bach understood the Rosh to mean that you're going to eat nevela because he didn't shecht it in front of you with the sakin yafa. He's just going to stop eat the regular slaughtering that he does, which is a nevela. The Torah is not being mechadish a new iser. And the Bach says, but the Rambam held no, that since the Torah is specified v'chalta mizivcha, the Torah is trying to tell you a new iser, that whatever he shechs becomes aser. The Medani Yom Tov on the Rosh seemed to learn the Rosh's kasha was that the iser would only apply when you eat it, when he invites you to eat with him. Then you have an iser to eat mizivchai. But if he becomes your sheichet, he works in yishlachtais, and he shechs for you, you wouldn't have the iser. But he says, the Rambam learned, it says two things in the Pasuk. The Kara Lecha is one problem, the Chalta Mizivcha is the second problem. No matter what, when he shechs, he's going to have this Isser to eat from his Shechita. Now, one big nafkamina between the Rosh and Taisus that hold its Alts Bar Zvicha and the Rambam that holds its Alts, the Kara Lecha, the Chalta Mizivcha, is, according to most Achreinim, according to the Rambam, the Isser is only when the guy is an Eved Avedah Zarah. The Rambam pretty much says it clearly. The Rambam says, the very next halacha, the Geder Gadol Gadju, that they made a big Geder, a big Isser, Shafilu Goy, She'ein Eved Avedah Zarah Shechitas Nevela. So Geder Gadol Gadju sounds like they made a new Gzerah, a Geder, a fence, a Gzerah Schazal, that even a guy She'ein Eved Avedah Shechitas Nevela. And that's how Rav Mefarshim understand the Rambam, that the Isser is only on a guy that's Eved Avedah Zarah, like the Pasuk's Mashma. But the Shach argues, the Shach says that in his Rambam, he calls it the Rambam that was printed with the Kesef Mishnah, it says, Afilu Kusi She'en Eved Avedah Zarah Shkitas Nevela. That the Isser Durabbanan was that they said that a Kusi is Shkitas Nevela. Now a lot of times in the Rambam's print it said Kusi instead of guy because the censor put it in. And the Shach understood that, but the Shach said that he found the Schayis Yeshanes, he meant probably Kisvei Yad, that say Kusi instead of Gai, and that's what the Rambam held, that is only a Kusi that's the Rabbanan, but a Gai, even if he's not Eved Avedah Zarah, is the Raisa. But like I said, Rav Achreinim don't hold that way, and that would be one big nafkamina between Taiz and the Rosh, and the Rambam, what about a Gai that doesn't do Avedah Zarah? According to Taiz and Rosh, it's an Issa Deraisa, and according to the Rambam, it would be an Issa Derabbanan. There's also a big shaila. The Rambam says you like al chilasa min atayra. And the shaila was, does the Rambam mean you like it because of the lav of nevela? Or does the Rambam mean, like he sounds like, shkitasa nevela v'leika chilasa min atayra? Or does the Rambam mean that there's a malchus because of the pasuk v'karolacha v'chalta mizivchai? And the Mefarshim explain, if you can learn that way, the Prichada says, because the pen tichareis bris liyeshvei aretz that starts off with kol makam shenem a pen hishamer pen va'al is ein el aloisasei, pen is aloisasei, and the pasuk of pen tichareis bris goes on the whole pasuk. It's like pen teichal mizivchai, and that's aloisasei, alt a new aloisasei of achalte mizivchai. Rabbi Yochanan Fishel Pirlau in the Sefer Mitzvot Sereb Sadia Gain, he says that the Sereb Sadia Gain brings a mitzvah al teichlu mizivcham, is one of the mitzvahs loisasei, the fear of Sadia Gain. And he holds that according to Sadia Gain, it's one of the tayag mitzvahs of the chalta mizivchai. There's a new iser, a lav, not to eat from Zivchei Goyim. It's not the lav of Nevela. He brings Rishayin and Nesayit. He brings the Arches Chaim and the Hilchah Shchita L'Rashbats that learns that way clear. But there's a shaila in the Mefarshim in the Nesek Kalim of the Shulchan Aruch. Because the beginning of the Rambam is not mashed away. The Rambam says, Shchitasin Nevela V'loik Al-Chilasim in Atayra Shenem Avakar L'cha V'chalte Mizivchei. It sounds like the Malkus is Als Nevela. Now the Prichadash in Simon Beis, he asks a steer in the Rambam. He says, here the Rambam says that if a guy shechs is nevela, that says, you're learning out from the pasuk v'chalte mizivchay a giloi, that since the Torah didn't allow you to eat from the zivchay, vayst ois, it doesn't have a din shchita, and it's nevela. But the Rambam in Hilchis, Shar Ovis Atumis, Perek Beis Alach Yud, he says like this, shchidas nachri nevela matama b'masa, that's the Mishnah we said in Daf Yud Gimel, and the Rambam says, it seems to me that this is also the Rabbana. In other words, the din tumas masa by a shchidas guy is the Rabbana. Why? Sheri tumas avodah zarah v'tumas tekruvas avodah zarah medivreim kameishi yisbar. The tum of avodah zarah and tekruvas is all the Rabbana. Uveglal avodah zarah nisrachku hagoyim v'nesu shchitasa. And it's because of avodah zarah, that's why goyim were distanced, and that's why the shchita was aser. So it sounds like it's not nevela. It's just a din derabanan, like the kruvas avodah zarah, which has an issa derabanan of tumah. So too shchitas goyim, because they're over the avodah zarah, and uveglal avodah zarah nisrachku hagoyim v'nesu shchitasa, and that's why they made a gzera of Tumas Masa, but it sounds like it's not Nevela. So, in fact, the Pri Chadash is Stira. So, the Pri Chadash has three Mahalchim to answer the Stira. One Mahalch is that the Rambam was Chayzer, in Hilchah Shchita the Rambam thought it was Nevela, but then in Hilchah Sharavas of Tumas, the Rambam writes, V'karev Adovin at the Tumas Medivir Seif, and that's not Nevela, and it's a Chazar in the Rambam. The Tvur Shar calls that a Deichek. Another Mahalch, Zak the Pri Chadash, is that Enechinami Mitzad the Isser, it's Nevela. And you're over the lav of nevela when you eat it, but mitzad the tumma, it's not nevela. It only has the issa lav of nevela, because that you learn out from v'chalta mizivchay that the shchit does not matter in and it blives nevela. But the tumma, that you don't have. The tumma does, you don't have the tumma of nevela. That the Tvurusha is also very bothered. It's tumua. What does that mean? If the shchita works, so it shouldn't be an issa nevela. If the shchita doesn't work, so there should be tumma. What's the pshat in that? We're going to explain maybe a possible pshat. But according to this pshat in the Pri Chadash, when the Rambam says v'chalta mizivcha, it's asim mishim nevela, it means the issur is the leikim and hatayr is also lav of nevela. V'chalta mizivcha is gili and a shkita doesn't work. No, it's only lagabe achila, not lagabe tumma. We have to understand that. And the Pri Chadash has a third pshat, which is the pshat that the Tvur Shar likes, and the Rabbi Yochanan Fishel Perla likes, and a lot of he brings Raya from Rishenim. That no, the lav is v'chalta mizivchay. That is good for the lav. When he says shchitas nevela v'leikim in atayra, he means the shchit is nevela l'gabe tuma, and that he'll explain in Shar Avos Atuma to the Rabbanan Dikatuma. But al kapanim it has a din of nevela, and that's l'gabe tuma, and that's because matami b'masa. And that's a din derabanan, at least he says, karev leimer. And the leikim in that Torah is because there's a lav called v'chalta mizivchay. It's going back on the ben, v'chalta mizivchay, that's good for the lav. Those are the two malchim in the Rambam. But as I learn, either mahalach you learn, that the pshat is a gzeris akasav. That when a guy shechs, a gzeris akasav, that either the pshat is not considered a shechit that lives in the veil, or when a guy shechs, that makes a chalais iser. The shchitas guy makes a chalais iser. That you learn that from v'chalta mizivchay. And, according to Rav Mefarshim, it only applies when the guy is an oivet avodah zarah. According to the shach, even if he's not oivet avodah zarah. And even if he is oivet avodah zarah, the Rambam says it even applies to a katan. But that's the din, then it's aser. But then this is, in Pirish Mishnayis the Rambam state in Anderavart, and even though the Prima Gadim says that the Rambam was Chayzer in the Yad, and he's learning that the Issa is also Xeris, the cost of a Karalacha, v'chalta mizivchay, but I want to show in the Rambam that no, that maybe we could stim the Pirish Mishnayis the Rambam with the Rambam in Yad. And the Rambam Pirish Mishnayis Bemis is very Shveritz Ta'an of Beer, and we're going to say a beer from the Sefer Leiv Aryeh one of the Gedolei Achronim Mefarshim on Chulin. The Pirush Mishnah says like this. He says that when a guy shechs, stam achsheves ayve kechavim l'avaydis kechavim. So therefore, when a guy shechs, we assume he's shechting for avaydis kechavim. And that's why it's asir. So it sounds like, be'etzim, there's nothing wrong with the guy shechita per se. The problem with the guy shechita is that it's the takruvus avaydis ayre. Because stam achsheves avaydis kechavim l'avaydis kechavim. Stam achsheves ayve kechavim l'avaydis kechavim. The problem is, if we held that way, so it should be also about not. Tekruvus of it is also about not. So the Rambam says, and the reason why it's not also about not is because they're not really they don't really believe in it. They're not really doing it for the real Avedazara reasons. They're just doing what they're taught. And that's what most Avedekachavim are. So Eibazai, he says that the Gemara says about them, Eibachavim Shabachutzah is lav Eibdekachavim Eimelamaisa Veseim Biyadeim. So Mamela, that's why it's Matame B'masa, but it's not Asa Bahano. So the Chayyar, it's a plea to Pirish Mishnayis L'Ramba. Because, Mimanushach, if you're talking going to say, Stamach Shevis Eibdekachavim Lavaydis Kechavim, so that Asa is Bahano. There's such a man the Yomene way in the Gemara. It's brought there in the Gemara Dafi Gimel. The Gemara says the Mishnah doesn't go like him. Elamai, they're not really over there by the Zara. So why does that make it Asa Ba'achila? Why does that make him a Tama B'masa? It's Asa Ba'achila because he thinks Laved is Kechavim, but he's saying it's not the Kruvus of Eschavim, because he's saying it's not real Laved is Kechavim, it's just Ma'i Seve Seim B'yadeim. What's the Vart? So it's Mechusa Bir. But L'chaira, the Rambam Minyad is going Mamash Al Zeh HaDerech. They comment the Yukim that way. First of all, when the Rambam says Nochi Sheshachat, the Rambam says Afilu Hoye Katan Shchitas Nevela. So it sounds like a chiddush, even if he's a katan, it's nevela. What's a chiddush katan? If you're going to say stamets exeris a kos of a guy that shechs is nevela, what's the difference a katan? What's a chiddush that he's a katan? But if you're going to say it's because of his machshava, so then you'd have a havman a katan doesn't really have a machshava. So that's a diuk that the reason why it's asr, even the Ram Minyan, is because of his machshava. And Bemison, it's a little bit more clear. First of all, the Rambam in Hilchus Shar Avos HaTumah says a lashon, "Ubeglal avaydizara nisrachu agayim v'nesru shkitasa." Because of avaydizara, that's why the gayim nisrachu v'nesru shkitasa. So that alone is not so muchach. He could say it's not because of the machshava; it's because they happen to be avdei avaydizara. But the Rambam in Hilchus Shkita Perek Beis Alachachav Beis, he says like this. He says, "Yisrael sheshachat lenachri." Let's say a guy has a yid shecht for him. Avav ishanochi miskaven l'chol mashiyirtza. Even though the guy is mechavim for whatever he wants, meaning even if he's mechavim for avodah zarah, but he's not doing the shechita, the yid's doing the shechita. Shechita sekshera she'ein chayshish in el lemachsheves hazeveach. Because it doesn't matter what the owner thinks; it matters what the guy is doing the shechita. Lo lemachsheves bala behema. And then the Rambam says, "Lefichach nochri sheshachal liYisrael afilu hayekatan shechitas nevela k'may sheyizbar." Since the machshav is not tali in the bal habehima, it's tali in the sheched. That's why a guy that checks for Yisrael, even if he's a katan shkitas in nevela, the chayim afurish in the Rambam that the yisaidah the nevela is because of his machshav. And that would stem with the pirush mishnayis la Rambam. But what's pashup shat? Mimarushach, if his machshav is for a desire, it should be also ba'na. And if you're saying it's not really a desire, it's minig avaseim b'dam, so why is it also ba'achila? So the Lev Aryeh in Daf Yud Gimel, Shlomo Hyman brings it down in his Shir and Chulin Siman Aleph, says Al Pi the Ran. The Ran in Daf Mem says like this: the halacha is Ein in the Ma'aseh Davar She'ein Shalai. So if someone walks over to your behema and shechs l'shem Avodah Zarah, it doesn't become Asa Ba'na because Ein in the Ma'aseh Davar She'ein Shalai. But Zak the Ran, it's still Asa Ba'achila, and it's Asa Ba'achila Midaraisa Zak the Ran. Because even though he can aser it, but still the shkit is not going to be matter it. Now, but that fashtay in the pshat. What's taka together, Adav? I saw in the Reb Shlomo Hyman, they had something from his ksaviyad, which he started to explain the Ran, and he takish tells to the Rambam, with this is the Lev Aryeh shtickel, and then it's his chaser hemshech. He doesn't explain it. But it sounds like the pshat's like this. In order to make a chalaisis at the kruvis, it has to be yours. But that much, if you're doing the shechita l'shem takruvis, it's not going to answer if it's not yours. But the shechita should go and be matir the behemoth when it's takruvis, the shechita won't have kayach to yumata the behema. And on that, you wouldn't say it in a meisa davar shein ishlei, because the shechita l'shem tekruvis can't be matir a behema. And the Lev Ari is telling it so here also. That's what the Rambam means in Pirish Mishnayis. But he doesn't really believe in the Avodah Zarah. So, Mel, it's not enough to really make it a Tekruvah. He's just minding Avodah Zarah be a dam. But even if he doesn't really believe in the Avodah Zarah, and even if he's a Katan, and he doesn't really have Machshava, but that much, since the Shechita officially is for Avodah Zarah, even if it's not Bekayach to Aser, but to be matter it can't. And that's what the Rambam learns out from V'chalta Mizivchai. The Zevach of a guy, which is done, min astam l'shem Avodah Zarah, it doesn't make it Tekruvis, because he doesn't really believe it enough that it should actually be an officially a Tekruvis. But since it is l'shem Avodah Zarah, does state in the Pasuk Akzeris HaKasuv that a shechita l'shem Avodah Zarah can't be matter. It can't aser, but it can't be matter. Gemalding of Pshad, the Rambam, Erech of Shleim Haiman says, of Pshad, it really is from the Lev Aryeh. So Kumdeis, it's not Stam Exerius Akasov that a guy, or even a guy, even Avodah Zarah, Grada his Shechita makes the Chalei Sisser. It's because of his Machshava. It's because he's an Avodah Zarah, his Machshava is a Shem Avodah Zarah. A Machshava L'Shem Avodah Zarah, it's not enough to Shafta Kruvis, because he doesn't believe it enough, it's Minig Avisei and Biadeim. But does state in the Pasuk, it can't be matter. If there's any l'shem Avodah Zarah in the Shechita, even an insincere l'shem Avodah Zarah, it's not chalana the heter of Shechita. And with that, you can be masmer another nekuda. The Rambam, in the one that we quoted from the Shar Oveis HaTumais, the Rambam says, like we said, that Karev Be'enai to say that the Tumas Masa is not a din deraisa, it's a din derabanan. Why? Because Tumas Avodah Zarah and Tumas Tekruvis Avodah Zarah is derabanan. And Memele here also, it's the same gedder. B'glal Avodah Zarah, Nisracho Agayim V'nesu Shechitasan. So then the Rambam says, V'm Toyim Avalehi Asura B'achila Din Teira, Ayitz Asa B'achila Midin Teira. So the Rambam answers, Loi Kola Asa B'achila Mitame, Sheret Trefa Asura Tehira. Not everything that's Asa B'achila is Mitame, because you see, a Trefa is Asa B'achila and still Tehar. So if you learn, like a lot of Achrayim learn, that there's no Isser Nevel here. The Isser is V'karalacha V'chalta Mizivchai. And that's why it doesn't have Tumas Nevela. So what was the Rambam's Kasha in Teretz? The Rambam's Kasha is that it's Asa B'achila Minatayra. So Mele should be Tame. And the Rambam's Teretz is not everything that's Asa B'achila is Tame. You see, a Treif is Asa B'achila and it's not Tame. What's the Chiddush? Tumah comes from one thing, nevela. Something which doesn't have a shechita, it's nevela, that has a tumah. But it has another iser. So then the Rambam was bothered, maybe like if it's shechta shor haniskol, and it's asur b'hanoah, it should have tumas nevela? Mehechateisim? It's a different iser. And he has to bring a raya from treifa to that. L'chayr, it's a bissel dochuk to learn the Rambam, that the Rambam's kasha was that it has an iser, not an iser nevela, another iser, v'chalta mizivchay, but he wanted to know it should be asur, it should have tumas masa because of that iser. And the Rambam says, no, not everything which has an iser deraisa is tumah. You can see treifa also has another iser and doesn't have tumas nevela. What's the havamina? So there's a letter from the Brisker Rav at the end of the sefer. He wanted to bring a raya from this Rambam that treifa is not stam an iser. The Rambam is bringing a raya from treifa that it's not tumah. Vice says treifa is not stam an iser. Treifa is a pshat that doesn't have a het shechita. That's a taicha treifa. The issa treifa is because it's missing the het shechita. So then, does frek the Rambam that if you have a shechita's goy, it doesn't have a het shechita. And the mele oibazai, that's a deraisa dikadin. And oibazai, it should be tame. Zakta, no, even if it doesn't have a het shechita, it still could be tar, like treifa also doesn't have a het shechita. So if you learn like the Brisker Rav, which that fits very stark in the Rambam, this is the Yisayin Shal Advarim. The Machsheves of a desire is a Machsheves Tekruvis, but it's not Genuga Tekruvis to go Aser it. It doesn't have a Din Tekruvis to Aser it, because he says they're not really Evdei of a desire. But that much that Tekruvis does is that the Shechita can't be Matir it. But it's not Stam and Isser and Naya Isser. The Isser is because when you have this machshava, the Shechit does not matter. So now the Rambam's kasha is, the Shechit is not matter, and you get Malkus Midaraisa. So that itself should say that the Shechit shouldn't be matired, and should have Tumas Nevela, should have Tumas Masa. And that the Rambam says, no, you see a tray for also the Shechit does not matter it. And it doesn't have Tumas. So this is also the same thing. Now you can say the shtickle, even if you don't say that it's machshava that causes not to have the heter. You can still say that the gzeris akasiv is that shchita's guy doesn't have the heter shchita. But the yisayin is, the shchita does not matter. That's the vart. It's a chsayin in the heter shchita. If you say that, mainly, maybe you can even say like the prichadosh, that the loikim in a tayin means also lava of nevela. You'll have to say like this, that when you have a shchita, and there's nothing wrong with the shchita, it's just the gzeris akasiv mitam achet, the shchita can't be matter. So by treifa, when you have a separate lava of treifa, so good. So then the issue will be the lava of treifa. By the kruvus of avodah zara, not the kruvus of avodah zara, by a nachri sheshachat, where you don't have a separate lava to aser, so then in the chanami, the pshat in the pasuk that's saying there's no heter shchita, it means that you'll have the regular issue of nevela. But since you have a shchita, you're only missing the heter shchita, so just like by treifa, where you have a shchita and you're missing the heter shchita, it doesn't have Tumas Nevela. So too by a Nachri Sheshachat, even though there you have the Issa Nevela, because there is no other Issa, but the Yisayit is you have a Shechita. The Issa Nevela comes because you're missing the Heter Shechita. So that you see from Treifa, that only, it's only Lagabi the Heter, not Lagabi the Tuma. The Tumas Nevela is totally in the Metzias of the Shechita. So Bekitzer, let's say over Bekitzer, the Rosh and Taisus and other Rishayim hold that the Shechitas Nachri is totally Nevela, not a Shechita Bechalal. As Xeris Akasav is Zavachta V'Achalta, it doesn't have a Torah Shechita like the Tosefta says, V'loi Sheshachta Goy, V'loi Sheshachta Kaif, V'loi Shenishchta Me'alea. The Raivad there in Sha'arvus Atum is also very big on that. A Goy is a garnish, he's a behema, the Shechita is nothing. Avada they hold this Matami B'masa. Midaraisa. But the Rambam holds you don't need a bar zvicha. And the Rambam holds the Goy Shechita is a good Shechita. Then they said why it's Aser, and it's Aser Midaraisa. Because of the pasuk V'karalacha V'chalta Mizivchai. And there are two Mahalchim, is V'karalacha V'chalta Mizivchai mean that it's Nevela, and the Torah is Megalat, the Shechita doesn't work, and it's Aser because of the other Issa L'Sechla called Nevela? Or no, it doesn't have the Issa Nevela B'chalal. V'karalacha Mizivchai is a new lav. Going back on the pen tichoris bris pen v'kar lecha v'chalta mizivchai, there's a lav v'chalta mizivchai. That's why you like him in a Torah. And the Rambam says in Sharavas Atum v'karv be'enai that there's no tumas masa. And the Rambam brings a raya from treif. He asks a kasha, I like him in a Torah, and he brings a raya from treif. And the Rav learns, the Briski Rav learns that the Yisaita Dover is because by treif you're missing the het shechita. Here also, b'shchitas nachri, you're missing the heter shchita. But that can make it that there's an issa nevela, maybe. That's one shot in the pre-chadash. Or that can make a separate issa. But the yisayit is you're missing the heter shchita. That's why there's a half a minute that it's tummy. Kamash malan, that even if you're missing the heter shchita, it still would work for the tumma. And we brought from the Rambam in Pirish Mishnayis, that the Rambam says the reason why it's us is because of his mechsheves avodah zarah. But it's not enough of mechsheves avodah zarah to create takruvus. We said over the Leif Aryeh that explains like the Ran that just like by Einam Aysit Avashen and Shaloi, he can't make it Takruvus Malkapanam with missing the Heter Shechita. So here also, the fact that you're mixing Avodah Zarah in is going to make it should be missing the Heter Shechita. And we brought the Yukim from the Rambam that it's not Stam Xeris Akasov that the Eved Avodah Zarah asks, it's because of his Machshava. The Rambam at the end of Perek Beis in Hilchos Shechita brings the raya from here, explains that even though the Yisrael has the right machshava, still the guy makes it nevela. It sounds like the reason why it becomes nevela is because of the machshava. And now let's go weiter. The Gemara in discussion Shchutis Kusi brings a brisa. Now the brisa in the Sefer says, if matzah biyadi dekuyu shel tziporim, if you find in a Kusi's hand a dekuyu shel tziporim, a basket full of birds, so kateh reishah shel echad mehem, so you could cut the head off one of the birds, for nice and light, and you give it to him, eichel, if he eats that head, mutal echel mishkitas, you could eat from the birds, v'maf asal echel mishkitas, and if not, you can't eat from the birds. So Mar brings in the braisa, There's a discussion with Abai and Rava whether Yaitziv Nichnas works, so you need that he should actually see the Shechita. But anyway, the Gemara asks on that, what's it good enough if you give him the head of that bird? Maybe that particular bird was shechted properly, but maybe the other birds weren't. So how could, because he ate one bird, why is that mutt if you'd eat the other birds? So the Gemara says, Amrav Menashe, the mechnisim tachas knafav. You hide them, you put them under the folds of your coat, and you take out a bird at random, and he'll have no idea which bird it was. So the only way he'll eat it is if all the birds were shechted properly. So the Gemara says, V'dilma simana haviyav le'begavei. Maybe he has a simon in it. So Mela, that bird was shechted properly, and he knows that that bird was shechted properly because of a simon. So Masharashi said, the Masa Slame is Musay, you crush it, and therefore whatever simon was there is going to be off. And then the Gemara says, well, maybe he holds that there's no Shechita Leif Menatar. So the Gemara says that L'tameich, maybe he doesn't hold of all the Hilchas Shechita. The Gemara goes through the five Hilchas Shechita, Shehiya, Drasa, Chalada, Agrom, and Ikur. Elamai, we know that they hold of it, the Achzik Bey, so here also the Achzik Bey. Atkan the Gemara. So Rabbi Kivega asked the Kasha, and other people asked the Kasha, well, he says that his Chaver, Rabbi Huda, asked him this Kasha, Shalameshav also brings this Kasha from his Chaver, Rabbi Yaakov. The Kasha was, maybe the Kusi knows that rave of these birds were shechted properly. So male, the Kusi doesn't mind eating from the birds, since rave of them were shechted properly, there's a din of bitul b'rave. But that wouldn't help for us, because it's a din that a chaticha ruyel is skabein, is not bottle. So male, a bird could be considered a chaticha ruyel is skabein, and therefore it's not bottle, but the Kusim don't believe in chaticha ruyel is skabein. That's a derabanan dikadin. And male, the Kusi will have no problem eating it, but it still should be asa to eat, because it should have the problem that since only rave of the birds were shechted properly, it should be usher because it's not bottle, so chaticha ruyel is skabed. That's the kasha. What's the raya that all the birds were shechted properly? Maybe just rave of them were shechted properly, and the kusi is going to eat from it because he doesn't hold of the chumra of chaticha ruyel is skabed, and we shouldn't eat from it because of the chaticha ruyel is skabed. So Rabbi Kivega answered him, and he held that this was the correct answer, that there is a shita. There's all machlokes rishonim. If the pshat is you have an entire bird, is that called a chaticha ruyel is skabed? Or is it only if you have a portion, that portion itself without any preparation is ruyel is skabed? So when a chicken gets mixed up with other chickens, if you have a tray for chicken that gets mixed with kosher chickens, so machlokes rishonim if it's batal, or do you say that it's a chaticha ruyel is skabed and it's not batal, or do you say that no, since you have to cut it into pieces to give a portion of ruyel is skabed, it's not considered, doesn't have the chashivas of a chaticha ruyel is skabed. Chaticha ruyel is skabed means when you have a piece of meat, which is, or anything, a piece which is roy to give, to be miskabel, if nea orchim, it's chashiv, it's not bottle. So that's a shav, that applies to a whole chicken. So there are more paskins in Yeridei Simon Kofalif that if the chicken still has its feathers on it, then you could be makel. Al-Kapanim b'makam atzerich, you could be makel, but the chicken still has its feathers on it, to be considered a chaticha ruyel is skabed. So that's what Rabbi Kivega says, that this Gemara could be talking about the chicken still had the feathers on it, and therefore it's not a chaticha ruyel is skabed. And other Abba, he says at the end of his shtickle, it's a raya brura l'shitas ha-peskim, that when the chicken has its feathers on it, it's not considered a chaticha ruyel is skabed. But he clears to say other terutzim, he says maybe because the birds are very small, so they're not ruyel is skabed, maybe we're talking about a very small bird, which you wouldn't give as a portion. It's not ruyel is skabed. But he says he doesn't think that's correct, because before the Gemara said that you have to give the kusi a kezayis, yechaytach kezayis v'eichel. Why do you have to give him a kezayis? V'eistayis, the kusim don't believe in chatzi shir. Otherwise, why do you have to give him a kezayis? As you say, chaytach v'gaynais unlay. Why chaytach kezayis? Elamai, the kusim don't believe in chatzi shir. So if the birds are very small, that the head is not a kezayis, it wouldn't be enough. Elamai, the birds are big, and there's a kezayis in the head, so for sure it's a chaticha ruyel is skabed. Except you have to say, since the feathers are still on it, and it takes tircha to make it royal eskabit, it's not called royal eskabit. You also claim to say, in other teretz, that the pshat is fined by tefillin, that if you have a whole bunch of tefillin, and you check three of them, and three of them are kosher, you could be saying all of them are kosher, So maybe here also, if Rav and Em are good, you could be saying Mechorim is good. But he says it could be Mechalik. He thinks it's a good raya to the din that Tarnagelis Menetzasa is called a Chaticha Rilis Kabit. It's not called a Chaticha Rilis Kabit. But the Shailu Meshiv, it's Madu Riviya, Aleph, Simon Lamed Ches, it's in a paragraph that starts of Hine B'yam Aleph. He brings his Kasha also, and he says that if the pshat is, you know, because he ate this head, that Rav and Em are kosher, now you have a problem that maybe not all of them are kosher, and he can't be Simech and Bittul B'Rav because it's a Chaticha Roy L'Skabit. But that's not the Shailu Meshiv, the Safek Darabanan, because Midiraisi, even a Chaticha Roy L'Skabit is Bittul. The din that a Chaticha Roy L'Skabit is not Bittul is a din Darabanan. So male, it's a Safek Darabanan. Safek Darabanan L'Kula, you'd be allowed to eat from the birds, as long as you know Rav and Em are good, because even if you have a suffix that maybe a meat's no good, and the kusi doesn't care about chticha or l'skabit, but that's a suffix. And since the whole din of chticha or l'skabit is derabanan, you say suffix d'mana l'kula. So what's pshat Rabbi Kivega that brought a raya from here, that Tarnagelis Menetzasa is not called a chticha or l'skabit? Why didn't he say the teretz of suffix d'mana l'kula? So Rabbi Kivega says why. Because he says it's a mefurish halacha in Siman Kuf Aleph, that if you have a Suffolk Nevela, it's a Suffolk Deraisa, and this Suffolk Nevela gets mixed up with other chickens, a Sheikh had shechted the chicken, he wasn't sure if he shechted it properly, he couldn't tell if it was rave, whatever it is, he put it aside and ended up getting mixed in with the other chickens. And it's a Chaticha Roy L'Skabit. So you don't say Suffolk Derbana L'Kula, even though it's a Suffolk Nevela. And Midiraisa it's Batul B'Teiris Vadai, and it's only Midirabana that didn't have Chaticha Roy L'Skabit. But since the Shaila started as a Suffolk Deraisa, it's a Suffolk if it's in a veil or not, even though later it came to be a Suffolk Derabanan, because later it came that it was Batul Midiraisa, and it's only Shaila Midirabanan, it's not Batul. But the Shaila blived a Suffolk Deraisa. That's the Halacha. It blives a Suffolk Deraisa, even though now Midiraisa is it's Mutter anyway else Bittul, and the whole list is Derabanan. But since the Shaila be said as a Shaila if it's in a veil or Shuta, that shaila is a suffix deraisa. You don't say suffix deraisa l'kula b'chei gavna. You say suffix deraisa l'churma, even though now the shaila is only shaila derabanan. So mela, you can't be matir when the kusi eats one, and you know that at least rave is good. So you can't say, so now it's only a suffix if some of them are no good. You can't say suffix deraisa l'kula because the shaila is a shaila if it was shechted properly, and that's a shaila of deraisa, and just became this galgal in derabanan, so that you say suffik deraisa l'chum. It does look Rabbi Kivega. So what does the Shaila Meshiv hold? The Shaila Meshiv says, that's only when you first have a suffik on a chicken, if it's nevela or shkuta, suffik deraisa. And later, it turned into a suffik derabanan. So then you go back to the original Shaila, and you say suffik deraisa, even though now, it's only a suffik derabanan. But here, we didn't have a suffix on a bird if it was shechted properly, and then it became batul. We have a suffix on a teruvis. We have a bunch of birds. We know most of them are shechted properly. We want to know, we don't know that all of them are shechted properly. So that's a suffix on the teruvis. That's a suffix. Isn't this arev in this teruvis of birds that most are shechted properly? Are there some birds that aren't shechted properly? That's not a suffix on a bird, which you say suffik deraisa l'chumra, and now it got nisarv with other birds, and it's anyway mutami deraisa, so you say you go bust to the original suffik that was a suffik deraisa. We never had a suffik on a bird. The suffik originally was a suffik on these teruvis, on these group of birds that we know that Rav and Em are good because the kusi ate from it, and we don't know that any of them are no good. They might all be good. So that is a suffik derabana. It's not a suffik deraisa that turned into a derabana. But Rabbi Kivega doesn't hold that way. Rabbi Kivega holds that since Vinishvi, we have a suffix on the birds here, at least the meat of them. Are they shechted properly or not? That's called the suffix deraisa s'skalgal in derabanan. Sounds like a very yisaitistik of machlekes in Hilchas Teruvis. That this klal that we have, that when a suffix deraisa becomes batal, and now, but if it's not batal mi derabanan, so now the suffix deraisa it's turned into a suffix derabanan. We don't say suffix derabanan l'kula. Does that apply only when it was neither the suffix deraisa before the teruvis? So then the teruvis doesn't change the status of the suffix and we still go with suffix deraisa l'chumra. Mashen kein, when we didn't know about the suffix, The first time we heard about it is when we see the Teruvis. And we have a Shaila. We know that Reiv is good. The Shaila is there a Miyat that's no good or not? That's not called the Suffolk Deraisiv Zaskalgal. That's called the Suffolk on the Teruvis. That's called the Suffolk Derabanan. Rabbi Kivega says no. That since Vimishvi, the Sheirish of the Suffolk is, on the birth Shechter properly, which is the Suffolk Deraisa, even though we first heard the Suffolk when it was already Beteruvis, that's called the Suffolk Deraisa, since Galgal Tura Derabanan, and you would not say Suffolk Derabanan Lakula. Now, the Chassam Sefer, Eifenart says another teretz to the whole thing. He says, Vaistais, that Kusim don't believe in Bittel Barev. Kimul Chazal, Kusim don't believe in Bittel Barev. Bittel Barev is a drush of Acher Al Mahatis, and Kusim aren't Derish that way. Because he's also bothered by the same Kasha. Maybe Reiv and were shechted properly and the Kusi said it was Bittel Barev. And he asks, even if you're going to tell me that we also hold this Bittel Barev, but the Rajba holds that even when you have Bittel Barev, you can't eat all of them. You can't, one person can't eat all of them. In the Rajba holds, you can eat all of them, but not Bavas Achas. The Arishem Rishayim holds, you can't eat all of them. He quotes the Rajba, the other Mechad can't eat all of them. L'chair, it's not Bediktuk. The Rajba holds, the other Mechad could eat all of them, but just can't eat all of them Bavas Achas. But the Maram holds that the other Mechad can't eat all of them. Hakabanim will finish Shidus that one person can't eat all of them. Here it says that he can eat all of them. Elamai, it has to be because the Kusi ate one of them without knowing which one he ate. That's right, all of them are good. Elamai, it must be Kusi and Michal don't believe in Bittel Barev. So Mela, the whole Kasha doesn't start. The Kasha was maybe the Kusi ate, maybe one of them is no good, but the Kusi ate it because the Kusi holds a Bittel Barev. You have to say not that way. You have to say that the Gemara knew that Kusim don't believe in Bittel Barev. Shalom Eishav also declares that you could say that as a Teretz. So Mele, you wouldn't have a B'Kvegiz Raya, that Tainagelus B'Netzosa is not called the Chaticha Ruyel Eskabit. And now let's go on to the next sugya. There's one very Geshmaka sugya towards Anamid Beis, which the Gemara is discussing the din of Mumer Oichel Nevelas L'Te'avayn, where Rabbi had said, Rava had said, Yisrael Mumer Oichel Nevelas L'Te'avayn B'Edek Sakev V'Neisen Lo Yimut Alechel B'Shkitasei. And even though this yid is chosher eating nevelas, he actually eats basa nevela, but only l'te'avon, only when he doesn't have shkuta, or it's cheaper, or he happens not to have any shkuta then, and he wants to eat, he's hungry, so he'll eat nevela. But the pshat is otherwise, if he doesn't have any reason to be over on the laws of kashrus, he keeps kosher. So such a yid you're allowed to trust as long as you check the knife. The Gemara says, why do you have to even check the knife? The Tarit says, because preparing a knife is a big tircha, and they were afraid, since when there's a reason, he violates the laws, so Amela, he won't be able to matriach to check the knife. Mach en kain, if you know the knife is good, and the question is just if he did a proper shchita, we're going to assume that he did a full proper shchita. So the Gemara says, Amalei Rabbanan L'Rava, Tanya D'Maseilach, we have a braisa that's going to be a riot to you, because the braisa says, Chemsim Shal Ivri Aver Achar Pesach Mutter Miyad. You're allowed to have an awe with the chametz of Ivri Aveira, yeah, people that keep chametz on Pesach. They're Ivri Aval Yirah. But you're allowed to take chametz from them, buy chametz from them, eat the chametz after Pesach right away. Why b'nei shem achlifin? Because we assume they're going to switch. In other words, they wouldn't get rid of the chametz before Pesach because they wouldn't want to have a monetary loss. But after Pesach, they have a choice of having their chametz that was Avrol for Pesach, which is Aser. But they could switch it with the Geis Chametz, which is Mutter. So they'll switch it. That's what they'll do. Because they're only Eiver Aveir El Te'avon. So you see, this Yisayin of Rava Leshavik Ateir of Achal Yisura, even though he's an Eiver Aveir, he keeps Chametz on Pesach, but only when he's doing it to avoid a loss, Mashenkem, when he could switch it, it won't be any problem. So Memela, he will definitely do it. So Gemara says, at first, we thought it goes to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds that it's Asa Midaraisa. And still you see a Seimach on the Svarah, but the Gemara said, no, maybe it goes to Rabbi Shimon that says it's the Rabbanan. But the Gemara says, even if it's the Rabbanan, we still see that Svarah, it is a Raya to Rava. Agav, Rabbi Kivega asked a very Mechuda de Kakasha on the Rambam. There's a Machalikis Rishainim, if Safik Deraisa is Lechumra Midaraisa, or Safik Deraisa Midaraisa is Lekula. It's just Safik deraisa lechumra is the derabanan dekedin. The Rambam holds that Safik deraisa really is lekula midaraisa, just midarabanan you say lechumra. So, Frak de Kerega Azai, So even if chametz is also midaraisa, but we're dealing with the safek chametz, so that would only be an issa derabanan. And that was saimich on the soil of shavek keteir v'achol yisura. Mashen kim mashchita, even if the old safek deraisa is lekula midaraisa, but shchita is different because shchita has a cheskes iser. Beim v'chia b'cheskes iser emedes. A chazak is a vadai. So there still would be a big difference between shchita and chametz. Chametz, even like a Yehuda, the chametz achar Pesach is also midaraisa, but this is a safek chametz. So, midaraisa, the lach is yelani eat it, misafek. You don't know if it was in his house over Pesach or he bought it after Pesach. So for that, din the rabbanon of safek deraisa l'chumra was saimich on the surah of a shavek teivachal yisura. How would that be a raya to Yisrael Mummer, where there the pshat is the behemah as the cheskes iser, and we're being saimich on the shavek teivachal yisura to go against the cheskes iser, which is a vadeh. If your old safek deraisa is midaraisa l'chumra, not so shver. Once you see a saimich on it, for a safek deraisa, so you see it's a deraisa de gesorah, hu adin, keneged a chazaka. But if you hold that safek deraisa is midaraisa l'kula, so only saimich on it, for a safek deraisa, which is a issa derabanan, how do we know it to be saimich on it, keneged a chazaka, which is clearly an issa deraisa? We're getting back to the sugya. The Gemara is mavur that the Ivri Aveir will definitely exchange the chametz, l'shavek te'evachal yisura, and therefore you're allowed to have anah from the chametz of the Ivri Aveir. So we see clearly from this Gemara that if someone has something that's asur b'anah, and he exchanges it, he barters it, or he sells it, you're allowed to have anah from its exchange from the chalifa yisuri anah. You see that if this Ivri Aveir goes and exchanges his chametz, anyone else is allowed to have anah from it. And that's really a Mishnah in Kedushin, Dafnan Zayin. The Mishnah says that you can't be Mekadosh and Isha with the Suri Hanah. It's Aser Bahanah, so it doesn't have a value. But you could be Mekadosh and Isha with Dmei Suri Hanah. Macher, the Kiddush with Dmeim, is Mekadeshes. Why? Because the Isha won't be able to have Hanah from the Suri Hanah, but she will be able to have Hanah from the Dmei Suri Hanah. So you see the Dmei Suri Hanah Amutter. And the Gemara there says only Avodah Zarah and Shemitah that typhus is dhamma. Vayavayda zara, you sell a vayda zara. The dhamma of vayda zara is asr, bahana, to everyone. And so too, the dhamma shmita becomes like shmita. But no other isuri hana. That's clear. But there's a machlekes rishenim. What about for the machlef? For the one who exchanged it, someone owns isuri hana and sells it or exchanges it, is he allowed to have hana from the dhamma isuri hana, from the money that he got for the Yisuri Anah, or from the Khalifa Yisuri Anah, from the item that he received in exchange for the Yisuri Anah? Rashi and Taisus here and the Rosh, they hold that it's Asr for the Machlif, and other Rishayim hold it's Mutta, like we'll explain. And Rashi says, I have a Kasha. Since anyway, the Dmei Yisuri Anah is Asr for the Machlif, so this Ivra Avera, why is he bothering to exchange the Chametz for the guy's Chametz? The exchange is also Asr. So what does he gain? The chametz is asur b'hanah, and when he exchanges it, what he exchanges with it is also asur b'hanah. So Rashi says, but it's less of an isur. The chametz is asur b'hanah to everyone. What he exchanges is only asur b'hanah to him. It's less of an isur. So even though it's still going to be asur, but it's less of an isur, he'll exchange it in order to make teira purta, Rashi says, a little bit of a heter, he'll also do that. And Rashi brings Rishayin that hold that Isuri Anah, the Dmei Isuri Anah is Mutter Bahanah, even to the one who exchanged it. And he said it's a Shibush. He says it's not true, it's a mistake. And his Raya is, because if you're going to say that the value of the Isuri Anah that he exchanged is Mutter to the one who exchanged it, then Isuri Anah should be considered to have a value. It should not be considered to have no value. Because if you exchange it, you could use the money, so it's considered to have a value. And we all, he brings Gemara, that Isuri Anah have no value. And the Rishayim, Taisus, and the Rishayim, Amatcha the Raya, they don't understand the Raya so well. Because even if b'di'evid, once you sold it, you could have enough from the money that you received for it, but it's still called that it has no value, because l'chatchili, you're not going to sell it. You could, if you're willing to be Eivanissa, do anything you want with the Isuri Anah. You could eat it. You could use it as medicine. You could do all these things. But the reason why it's called valueless is because you're not allowed to do it. So who adin, you could sell it. And if you sell it, you will be allowed to have an offer in the money. But you're not allowed to sell it. So that's why it's called valueless. Medicine is a business. It's very shvei, the Rashi. What's takip shat? To make it a little lighter, you see from the Gemara in Sachem Navov, the Gemara Lamashal makes a chilek legabe kedushim between Isuri Anah de Raisa and Isuri Anah de Rabbanan. You see, it's not mamish the fact that bepoil you're not allowed to have an offer from it that makes it valueless. There's something inherent in Isuri Anah that's valueless. And Rashi held that if you're going to say that when you exchange the Isuri Anah doesn't remain usher to the machlif with the money, so even if lechatchila he can't exchange it, but that would mean that it has a shavius, but they have to understand it better. Rashi v'sul tzarechin, but Taisus and the Rosh speaks about it in the end of the second paragraph of Kedushin. They hold like Rashi that it's also ba'anah to the machlif, and they say because it's a gemara in the darim. The gemara in the darim daf mem zayin in the fifth paragraph of the darim. The gemara mamish clears a shaila. If someone is asks something to himself with a neder, and then he sells the chayfis or exchanges it, could he have an off in the chalifin? And the Gemara isn't paishet the shayla. The Rishayim, Taisus, and the Rosh assume that the halacha is the gol chumrah. And the Gemara there brings a raya. The Gemara says, I have a raya, because it says, by Yisuri Anah, Mekadesh, Ba'orla B'klai Akarim, the whole mission of Yisuri Anah is Eina Mekadeshes, and Marcham Mekidesh B'dmei Mekadeshes. The Mishnah in Kedushin Nafna and Zayin, if you sell Isuri Anah and Mekadesh with the value, so she's Mekadeshes. So Pashas, the Gemara means to say, it's a raya that you're allowed to use the money that you received in exchange for the Isuri Anah, you see, you can Mekadesh and Isha with it. And the Gemara's answer was, no, maybe Lechatchila it's Asim, but you have a chaper dummy. Which the Chayra means that the money you receive from it, Lechatchila, you can't use it at all, you can't be Mekadesh and Isha with it. But with the Evan, you were Mekadesh and Isha with it, so the Kedushin's Chal. So if you learn that that's the Maskana Shah Gemara, and the Gemara seems clearly to be saying that Isuri Hanah have the same din as Nadarim, and the Gemara had a Shailah, if you let it have Hanah from the Chilufa Isuri Hanah, and the Gemara says, Arayim from Marchav Akidish B'dmehen, that you are allowed to have Hanah, and then the Gemara says no, because only b'di'evit, if you're Mekadesh B'dmehem, it's Mekadeshes, but Chachili, you're not allowed to be Mekadesh B'dmehem. So the Gemara's Maskana is, both by Nedarim and by Isuri Hanah, that you're not allowed to have Hanah from the money that you exchange with. And Pashtus, I'm showing him, somebody's showing him, l'nalk upon him, that's a Dinder Abanan, a Krasder Abanan. But Al Kabanim, you see that it is, like Rashi says, it is Asr B'Anah to the Machlif. Now, in this Shita, that it's Asr to the Machlif, the Chayit is a Machlikis, what's the din of Chilufe Chilufin? What's the din if he exchanges the Isra Anah for something, or he sells it, and then he uses that exchange thing to buy something else? Does the Isra Anah apply even to the Chilufe Chilufin, or the Dmei Dmeihin? Because Rashi in Avodah Zarah says the same shtick of Rashi in Avodah Zarah Nafna Dalet, and it's brought here in the Tosfos. And Rashi asks the Kasha, if the Machlif is not allowed to have Anah from the Chilufin, so how could he stay married to this woman? He's having Anah from the Isuri Anah. How did he get this woman? Because he sold the Isuri Anah and got money, and then he used that money to Mekanish Isha. So by staying married to this Isha, he's having Anah from the Chilufa Isuri Anah. So Rashi says Kedusha Isha is different. And Taisus explains, both here in Chulin Daf Dalet Amud Beis and also in Avodah Zarah, that either Chilufa would only mean a tangible item. You buy clothing or food, you can't have Anah from it. But you Mekadesh and Isha, you didn't buy a woman, you used it for Kedusha. It's an intangible, it's not considered Chilufa. Or else, because of Piri Virivya, because of marriage, Chazal were Mekel. If this is the Rabbanan, so they were Mekel, B'mok and Piri Virivya. That's what Rashi and Taisus say. But the Rosh, at the end of the second parak of Kedushin, he says the whole Kash is not Shver. Only the actual money which you got from Isuri Anah, that's Asa B'Hanah, that you can't use. But if you buy something else in exchange for the money, chilufei chilufin, that's mutter. So kedushin, you mekadesh an isha with the money you got from yisuri hanah, marcham v'kiddush b'dmein, you sold yisuri hanah, and you mekadesh an isha with the money. The isha is chilufei chilufin. That's not mutter. So the Mishnah Melech in Perikei Hilchos Ishus explains that Rashi seems to hold that if the chilufin are asa to the machlif, then who would then the chilufei chilufin? And the Rosh holds not that way. And I think Rashi is l'shitasei, because Rashi says that I know that the chilufin are asa to the machlif, because otherwise Yisura no would be considered to have a value. So Mistam and Atzvar would apply to chilufin chilufin also. If you're able to sell the Yisura no and get money from it, and buy something with that money and get an item for it, and then it will be mutter, so vital have a value. You could sell it, even though you can't use what you exchange it with, but you could exchange that and use that. So if the makar is because of a svara, otherwise the surah would have a value, that would apply to chilufa chilufin as well. But the Rosh holds that that's not a makar, because it still doesn't consider the value, even if the chilufa surah is mutter, but since you're not allowed to sell it, that means it doesn't have a value. And why are the chilufin aser? Because the Gemara Nedarim says that they're aser. And the Gemara Nedarim only says chilufin or aser. It doesn't say chilufin, chilufin or aser. But this is one sheet, this Rishaynim, that even though when someone exchanges the Suri Anah, the thing he exchanges with is Mutav Anah to everyone else, but to the one who made that exchange, it's Asa Anah to him. Because having Anah from the money would be considered indirectly having Anah from the Chayfetz. Perhaps at the Rabbanan Dika Knas. And like we said, a shayla of that would apply to the chilufei chilufin. But the Rishayim here, the Ramban, the Rashba, the Ran, also the Ran in the Darim and Afem Zayin, and the Ridva in the Darim, it's in the Perek Anoidim in Ayerik, the seventh Perek, and the Rambam, Perekhes, Solchis Macholas Asura, Solachat Ezvav, they hold that no, that even to the one who exchanged it, it's mutter. Yisuri Anah is the thing itself. You can't have any benefit from it. You can't sell it either. That's also called Anah. But once you sold it and you were over on the Isser, and now you don't have the actual Isser Anah, you have the money of the Isser Anah, there's nothing wrong with having Lechatchila, having Anah from the money you got from the Yisuri Anah. So Rashi's Raya, because Imkeinim Tzinu Damim Yisuri Anah, that we already said, Yishanim Amatcha the Raya. That since l'chatchila you can't sell it, so it doesn't have a value, even if b'di'evan after you sold it, you can have an off from the money. But what do we do with Taisus and the Rosh's Makar, the Gemara Nedarim Nafnam Zayin, which says that you can't have an off from the exchange? So Pashid, you could say, like the Ran says in Nafnam Zayin in Nedarim, that since the Shaila is an Issad Rabbanan, and the Gemara was never Pashid the Shaila, so he passed him a Kula. The Gemara had a Shaila. Is it Asa to the Machlef or not? The Gemara wanted to bring a raya that it's mutter from Marcha v'kiddush m'dumei and m'kadesh as yisik and m'kadesh anisha. And the Gemara says, no, we don't see l'chachili l'adim m'kadesh anisha. Maybe the evit the kedushin works. But that was on the tzad, then it's aser. But the Gemara was never pashit. And we pass on the kula. That's one way you could say it. But the Rambam wouldn't stem with that, like the Rishonim point out. Because the Rambam in Hilchos Nedarim paskins l'chumra. Paskins akapanim, it's aser misafik to have anah from the what you exchanged, if you ask for something with a nether, and you exchange it, you're not allowed to have enough from when you exchange it, misafik. So the Rambam paskins the Shaila l'chumra, and still he paskins that by all other Yisuri Anah, when you exchange it, you're allowed to have enough from the money. So the Rishonim bring down the Yishalmi. The Yishalmi says, it's really impossible to say that you're not allowed to have enough from what you exchange Yisuri Anah, because since Yisuri Anah don't have Dhammim, it's considered valueless, so whatever you got in exchange for the Yisuri Anah, halachically, is not considered the Dmei Yisuri Anah. You sell Yisuri Anah, but it doesn't have a value. You can't sell it. Someone pays for it. He didn't pay for it. He doesn't owe you any money. You gave him nothing. You gave him something valueless. Shaila's, what if you sold it to a guy? But even so, you weren't allowed to sell it, so you can't take money from it. To you, it's valueless. So the money is not considered an exchange for the item. So Mela, having anah from the money is not called having anah from the item, because it isn't the etzim in exchange for the item. Granted, you happen to get it because you gave him the item. That's his agrama ba'alma. That's not called anah. So that's the chilek. Buy a neder. Suddenly you ask if an eder is still considered yours, since it's mutter to everyone else. It still has a value. It's still considered yours. So the money you receive in exchange is still considered the exchange of the chafetz. So when you have anah from the money which you got in exchange for the chafetz, that's called having anah from the chafetz. Now shekin isuri anah which have no shavis, so they have no daman. So anything that's paid for these three anah is not considered the mea chafetz, and that's why it's mutter. Then the shaila is, how does a shtim with the Gemara in Nedarim that wants to bring a raya? The Gemara asks the shaila by Nedarim it's aser, and the Gemara wants to bring a raya that it's mutter from the case of kedushin from Marcha Mekidish with Mei Mekudeshes. So you see, Kim Mekadish and Isha with the exchange of Isuri Anah. And the Gemara says, the Chachil, it's us, but the Evid, it's Mutter. Sounds like the Gemara clearly is being Mendamida to, and saying perhaps by Isuri Anah, also it's us, L'Chachilah. That's a Pashup Shat in the Gemara. So Kamim Mepharshim, much is to explain, a new Pshat in the Gemara, the Ridva actually, in the seventh parak of Nedarim, explains a new Pshat in the Gemara, and then the other Mepharshim, the Karen Eridia, the Gain, and Simon Tav Mem Gimel, thank Amaka Maharich, we're not learning this again now. But a Yaitzim and Vereinu, is it the three Shittas? I mean, Barach four Shittas. Shittas Rashi and Taisus and the Rosh is that all Isuri Anah, when you exchange it, the one who exchanges now will have Anah from the money. Now you could also declare, what about Khalifi Khalifin? Rashi's Mashman, that's also Asr, and the Rosh holds that that's Mutter. But the Khalifin itself, Rashi, Rosh, and Taisus hold that it's Asr. You have the Shittas Aran in Nedarim that the Gemara there was Peshit the Shaila Lekula, and even by Nedarim, only the Chafetz itself is also the Khalif and his Mutter. And you have the Shittas Arambam, another Rishayim that a Mechalak by Nedarim was considered the Dmei Chafetz, then it's also the Dmei Chafetz is Taka also to the Machlif, Mashayin Kain by Surya Noah, which doesn't have Damim, so the exchange is not called the Dmei Chafetz, so that's Mutter. And you have to understand how it stems with the Gemara in Nedarim Daf Mem Zayin. One further Nakuda, famous Ran, and the Ran here asks the Kasha and Rashi, and the Ran's also in Kedushin, in the end of the second Perek, how could you say that Isuri HaNah is Asa to the Machlif, so why does the Kedushin work if it's Asa B'Hanah to the Machlif, so he didn't give the Isha anything, because he gave the Isha something which is valueless to him. Now the Masha asks, well, isn't that the Gemara's Kasha in the Dharam Naf Mem Zayin, that the Gemara brings the Raya from Marcha V'Kiddush V'Dumei and Mekudeshes, that it's not Asa B'Hanah to the Machlif. But the Mepharshim, Rabbi Kivega and the Shaar Melech and others, they say it's a different question. The Gemara there thought that when the Mishnah said Marcha V'Kiddush V'Dumei and Mekudeshes, it means that if you sold it, you're allowed to be Mekadesh and Isha. So now the Gemara says, no, the Mishnah's not saying you're allowed to be Mekadesh and Isha, you're really not allowed to be Mekadesh and Isha, but the evidence of Mekadesh and Isha, it works. But the Ran's kasha is, never mind if you're allowed to Mekadesh Isha or not allowed to Mekadesh Isha, but you're giving the Isha something which has no value to you. It's worthless to you. You can't use it. So how is that considered giving the Isha Shava Pruta if to you it's completely valueless? And for the Ran, a big insight, that it doesn't have to be worth a Shava Pruta to the Mekadesh. It just has to be worth a Shava Pruta to the Isha, to the Mekadeshes. And he brings the Raya from Kitcha Begezel. Let's say someone steals something, and the Bailam Ami Yahish, and Yish is not Kaina, but Yish and Shini Rishus is Kaina, the Gemara in Kedushin is Mavur, he gives it to the Isha to Mekadesher, and she's Kaina, because she's Kaina be Yish and Shini Rishus, and it's hers, it belongs to her, she doesn't have to pay for it, nothing. He has to pay back the owner. So it works, because she received an item. So fact around, but he gave something which wasn't his. She received it, but he gave her an item which wasn't his. Yish is not kaina. He was never kaina the item. She is kaina the item, but it wasn't his. Zok deran. But since the way she was kaina the item is only because he gave it to her, it came from him, it came because of his akna, and she was kaina, she has it, she owns it, it's worth a shavu pruta, that's good enough to be kedushin, even though he never gave up his own item. So too here, when you have an item which is asur b'hanah to him, but it's mutter b'hanah to her, and she received the item from him, and for her it's fine, for her it's valuable, even though to him it's valueless, he didn't give up a shava pruta, but she received the shava pruta from him, from the Mekadesh, that is considered a kedushin. And you do it. The Sharei Melech, Perikei and Hilchos Ishus, has a big arichus about it. He starts off clearing the shaila, if someone has something asa ba'na, and an isha is a chayla sheyesh b'sakana, so she's allowed to use this davar, which is asa ba'na, can he be mekadosh her with it? And it brings a raya from this ran that yes, you could. He's mefalpel about it, maybe other rishonim hold that way. But the site of the shaila is, that kedusha needs a shavu pruta, does it have to also be that the mekadosh gave away a shavu pruta? That it's worth a shavu pruta to the mekadosh or no? As long as the Mekadesh has received the Shavu Pruta and received it from the Mekadesh, even though to the Mekadesh it wasn't worth the Shavu Pruta, it was valueless or it wasn't his altogether, but you received it from him, that will be good enough to Shafa Kedushin. This Ran is a Raya that it's a Kedushin.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Mara Meklemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.